effective as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, the automatically deleted husband. I'm kind of late tonight. Late, not like it used to be, but late of late. Because I had a wonderful conversation with Chris this morning, and we were in the middle of discussing Psalm 46 and the book of Judges. And he got distracted with something, so we got off the phone. And an hour or so later, 2 hours maybe, I got a call. And he said, I'll be there in a few minutes. It's kind of like, okay. So I had a visit. It was delightful. It was I pray a mutual joy. Shared a meal, which was great, and so forth. Had some good conversations, and of course, a wonderful time to pray together as brothers. So that was a delight. And so, but in the process, I did get off of his phone the video finally from September 9th. So it's been a while when we were at the Enterprise South Nature Park. This is in Chattanooga, where it was under that dome. And, you know, because it's such a skill of mine, that's when I sang happy birthday to him, and the echo is going to, whoa. So I've got that, and I'll link that. Just one other thing that I saw, I was reading an article, you know, it is an article that I find fascinating because, you know, I find so often more agreement and more appreciation for the people who are writing, who are of the political left than the political right, which is, you know, opposite what we used to, because there's people in both the political left and political right have sold out to politics. And very few have actually grabbed onto principles. And one of the things that the political left used to have is an anti-war attitude. And there are a few that actually still do. And one gentleman that I've grown to have a lot of respect for does, the guy with the gray zone, Max Blumenthal. And he had an article that I read that was very good, and I was going to tell you what it was, if I can remember what it was. It was in reference to Zelensky's Dysphoria delegation led by economic hit woman who led plunder of Ukraine. This is when he went, when Zelensky was here in the U.S., and as the crowd was approaching, some dignitaries were approaching he went and engaged them, and he was one of the few that actually challenged them, and it was, the article is very good. But anyway, the point is, there was a tweet that was linked in that article from a woman, Nina Byzantina. You know, a lot of people now say my pronouns are and so forth, you know, and so forth. And so she has that on hers. My pronouns are, yes, ma'am. I thought that was great. She, you know, I saw a little stuff. She is very much endorsement of the difference between men and women, and endorses, as she terms it, real men, which I thought was I thought that was quite humorous. But one last thing I'll tell you about, because we reviewed again Psalm 46, which we talked about some of it previously, but one verse just did stand out, and I want to read it to you because I find it an interesting relationship. The first two verses. God is a refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. So, we see the mountains moving. 1 Corinthians 13:2. And if I have prophetic powers and understanding all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith, so that to remove mountains but have not love, I am nothing. And the interesting contrast I find there is, what did we talk? God is our refuge. And I trust in him. It doesn't matter. Here, if the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, it doesn't matter, because my trust is in him. And God is love. It's stated directly in James. James? Peter. Anyway. And then in Corinthians, you know, the description of what love is. You know, and if all faith as to remove mountains, but have not love. You know, I just find, you know, the relationship fascinating, because the objective here is I don't want the faith to move mountains, nor do I want the fear when mountains are moved. My trust, my hope is in God. I find that fascinating. And if I don't have love, I am nothing. God is love. If I don't have God, I'm in trouble. I'm nothing. I just found that fascinating. But anyway, my day didn't go as planned, because instead of my plans, I had a joyful afternoon to share time with a brother, to encourage, to examine each other, to look at the scripture together, to encourage one another. I find something very similar in Chris that I find in me. There's a weakness. There's a frailty. There is a sin nature and a hopelessness, except we both understand it's by God's grace alone. And one of the things that's so helpful is the encouragement of others. And one of the best ways to get encouragement of others is to encourage others. And let me also mention, it was a joy to me that I got a couple emails from people, you know, and some of them are people that I disagree with. Yet there was a love shown. Because, again, even with Chris and I, we're not in lockstep. Again, what I've pointed out, one of the people I really fundamentally disagree with is the me of 20 years ago. So grace is magnificent. A friendship and a mutual encourage. You know, the idea of encourage one another and to mutually encourage. Sun perikaleo. Oh, there's a good word for that. It's a big deal. It's a big deal. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful that I saw that lived out towards me today. And to whatever degree, I hope I lived it out towards Chris, and towards the other gentleman in the last few days. Three of them. That's a joy. Three of them plus Chris, you know, so that's actually four. But anyway, my lady, my wife, the woman I love and adore, 2013 has started. I didn't send a postcard today. No mail. However, my focus right now is going to be towards George, to invite him. Oh, I should tell you. Did I tell you? Because I didn't tell you yet. No, I don't think I told you. Because it was Saturday. Yeah, Saturday. I decided to do an extra jumping jack or two. Or two, maybe. Maybe more than two. More like 2,000. 500. So I did 2,500 jumping jacks on Friday, and one of them, I was you know, I had my 1,000 done, and so I said, okay, I got to do some more, and I started with the intent of doing 286, and before I got to the first 100, No, I'm doing fine. It was 2 o'clock, almost 3. I'm feeling fine. I'm gonna do 5:12, just like I do in the morning. And before I got to 200, I think I said, "No, I haven't in a while. So it's time to end the year right." And I did 1,024 continuous. And what I was encouraged about is that they were pretty solid form. And when I was done, I was fine. So I ended the year at 628,352 to make two-thirds by my birthday, you know, so I have a month to do, you know, about 38,000 more. And considering I did 37,500 in December, and then I have also the first, so I have a month and a day, it's quite likely I'll be at two-thirds at my two-year point. So my goal of making it in 3 years seems like, yeah, not a problem, because the goal was originally 5 years. And so, and at the rate I'm doing it, December 8th should not be a problem. So I want to do it with George. And I think I'm going to spend the next 3 weeks or so making that a daily request. George, my son, December 8th, 2023, you and I, perhaps others, let's hike to the top of Big Frog Mountain and be with me as I do what I anticipate, Lord willing, will be my 1,000,000th jumpy jack. And I want to do it with my son, George. Please. My lady, my wife, the woman I love and adore. I love you and I want you back.